You're sitting there with your coffee and you're looking out your window in your office. How do you come up with a butterfly shifter? Good adventures, everybody. I'm Melissa Bonzek, and welcome to episode 120 of Books Cubed, the show where I chat with indie authors you should be reading. Today, I'm chatting with TK Lawyer. She is an internationally best-selling, award-winning paranormal and contemporary romance author. She writes what she loves with a realistic twist. Fiery paranormal romance with curvy girls and alpha protective possessive males. I think of her as the angel lady. Welcome, TK.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
I am excited to chat with you again. We chatted a couple years ago. This was the book we were chatting about, which is
Oh, cool.
Centurion. It's book
Yes.
two in her one of her angel series. And there's like, how many books in that series now?
Five.
Five. I was thinking it was more.
Yeah, no, there's five.
There's five. Okay. But there's other series with the angels, right?
I have other individual books. That's the one series that I have. Yeah. They're all
Yeah.
guardian angels.
Today, though, we're going to talk about one of her new books, which is called The Unwanteds. And if you're on
Oh,
video, look at the abs on that gentleman.
I
Oh,
know. Look at that book
my.
cover.
Yeah. So tell everybody about the new book.
Well, The Unwanteds is my latest anthology, and it has several stories. These are different, though, because when I came up with a book idea, I was thinking, I like writing about shapeshifters, but there are shapeshifters that are unknown. There are shapeshifters that are uncommon, and they need their stories written too. So, and they should have AGAs. Everybody should have an AGA. So I said, why don't I write those stories? So that's what The Unwanteds is about. And you will see some uncommon shifters in there, like a butterfly shifter. You'll have a porcupine shifter, a skunk shifter. It's pretty cool, the shifters that are in there. I don't believe there's another book out there that has these strange kind of creatures that you don't think about, because usually when you think about shapeshifters, you think about tigers and bears and lions and dragons. But these are your other shifters. These are the ones that have been shunned by the shapeshifter community and laughed at.
Now, for people who don't know, what does HEA stand for?
Happily ever after.
And those are important. You have an HEA in all your books?
Yes, I do.
There's some people that don't want to pick one up if there's not an HEA.
Right.
And that doesn't bother me. I'm fine if there's no HEA. I probably lean the other way. I'd kind of rather there wasn't. But I'm not a romantic. I always thought I didn't like romance as much as other genres, but I realized finally I really like shifters and I really like locations that are places I want to visit,
All right.
especially when the location becomes a character in the book. So when you come up with settings, do you want to stick them, do you want to stick them right in the population, or do you have specific places you want your shifters to end up?
Well, it depends on the shifter. For instance, my holiday book, my Christmas holiday book, Jingle Bear, he is based in the mountains. So he's kind of, and he's a black bear. So he's kind of reclusive, kind of. So he's in a log cabin in the mountains. He's not really amidst the population, but he does work. So he has his little pizza cafe. So he has to earn a living. All the shifters have to earn a living. So he does go to the city, kind of, but his home is like where he can run and be free. So it really depends on the shifter. Like when I'm writing a vampire shifter, they're in the middle of everything because, that's just who they are. So they'll be based in cities. They'll be based, sometimes they'll be based kind of in a reclusive area off the city, but they're right there and they like being, of course, in the dark. So they just love that. That's like what they thrive on, because nobody sees them and they're fast and quick and they can do things and nobody realizes. So it just really depends on what I'm writing and who I'm writing, what the being is, and where I see them, located.
Now, are the shifters always men?
In my books, mostly, but in The Unwanted, there is a female shifter that I know. I don't tell anyone who picks up the book. I just tell them it's a secret shifter. So right now, for you all listening to this, you do know that there is a female shifter. And she is in one of the stories as she pops up. And it's a pretty cool story.
So
I like to surprise my readers.
Yeah, you know, that's fun, you know, and I don't like watching movie trailers. I watch the first couple of seconds of one and go, okay, yeah, and then stop because they always give the story away. And I'm always careful when I read blurbs because sometimes too much gets given away. And I want that surprise. I want that twist. I don't want to know what's going to happen. I don't want to know that someone's going to become a butterfly, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So you're sitting there with your coffee and you're looking out your window in your office. How do you come up with a butterfly shifter?
The butterfly shifter is a favorite because people are like, oh my gosh, wow, that was really interesting because nobody would really think of that. But I just thought, you know, I love butterflies. I just think they're beautiful. And I'm thinking, you know, uncommon shifters, one of the more uncommon shifters would be a butterfly shifter. Like, what do you think they can do? So then I thought, let me think what they can do for a job. So, and then when you got to read my book to see what he does, but it's a pretty cool book. So I love it because it's so different and so unique. And I had a lot of fun writing it.
It's just the whole idea of unusual shifters, I think is super cool. And yeah, don't want to give anything away. So you definitely have to pick up the book. I mean, my God, look at the cover. If you're watching on video, I mean, that's just enough. Yep, that'd be enough. Like, okay, yep. Gonna get that. So shifters, I mean, the shifters are great. Are you going to continue writing shifters or is there?
Oh yeah.
So what is next for you with shifters?
How
do you top butterflies?
Right now I am in the middle of, cause I go between angels and shapeshifters. So right now I'm in my work in progress is about an angel. And he is like, kind of like the usher, the gatekeeper of heaven. So I'm writing, my work in progress is that. And then I do have a shapeshifter series in the future that I'm thinking about. It's 5 books. It's going to be a series. And it's truckers. So literally, this is a bad boy brigade trucking company. And they work for the brigade. They're bad boys. And they're all truckers. And they're all shapeshifters. So that's going to be my next series. I do have also another one that I am going to follow with the Unwanteds later on. I will also have unwanted shapeshifters in there. I just got to think of some really unique ones because I just love writing the unique stories. So that'll be later on. But I've got so many things, you know, so many works in progress in my mind. It's crazy. It's like I need a ghostwriter to do all this. It's nuts.
Yeah, most definitely. Do you have a schedule? Do you sit down and write every day at a certain time or? How do you handle it? I mean, you put out a lot of books. How do you do it?
You know, it's kind of tough for me because I work full time and, you know, I don't really have that much time afterwards to write. So I don't really stick to schedule. And plus also I kind of write based on my moods. So if I'm in the mood to write, or if I am interested, or if I come up with a new idea, you know, cause I'm what they call a pantser. So literally I just write off the top of my head. I don't outline anything. I just, if the scene comes to me, if I'm inspired, I'll sit down. Sometimes I literally have to force myself. I just sit down for a little bit. And it just, the words just flow. But if I'm really not in the mood, or if I got other things going on, or if I'm feeling real low one day or whatever, I'm not going to write because I know whatever I write is not going to be good. So I'm not going to write if I'm not feeling well. It's just going to come out on the pages.
Yeah. And you know, you're probably like most authors and anybody who's a newbie out there that thinks that only sitting at the desk is writing. It's not true. You are thinking about your product all the time and story ideas are going through, and it's actually a good idea to talk your stories out loud. Do you do that?
I do. I do. I will actually enact scenes out loud. So if anybody saw me here, they think I'm nuts because I will literally go, okay, this person's going to say this. And then how are they going to act? And how do I actually, you know, because really when you do an action, like even just waving your hand or whatever, how do you actually break that down? So people, so readers know they're waving their hand in a certain way or, you know what I'm saying? It's just, that is tough for me. Actually the action part. Okay. How do I translate that into words? The conversation is easier.
Yeah. Do you write out in public? Cause I could just see people waving at you thinking that you're talking to them.
Right? That would be nuts. Yeah. No. When I'm out in public, I try to like keep it low. You're like in my mind, okay, this is what they're going to do. No one knows what I'm thinking. It's all a secret. But when I'm at home, I just let loose.
Now, every now and then inspiration will hit me. And I remember being in a Walmart and writing on paper towels because right. I didn't have, it was before cell phones. I didn't have anything with me. Have you been ever struck where you were in a really odd place where you had to write something down?
Oh yeah, in the shower.
my editor gave me a pad and paper that work in the shower, but without my glasses, I'm blind.
Oh no.
So it unfortunately it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, no, I've had inspiration while I'm driving. I have to literally take the car off the road and write it down real quick. Or even like my sleep has been interrupted several times because I'll have a dream or I'll have an inspiration or something, you know, just pop up in the middle and I'll have to write it down. So I try to keep a notepad by me. But yeah, when inspiration hits, that's when you just got to jot it down real quick so you don't forget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's because if you don't write it down, you will wake up in the morning and go, wait a minute, there was something.
Right.
Something. Yeah. And I do keep my cell phone beside the bed because I can't read my handwriting.
Okay.
And I know you've probably done this too. We have written a note. You see it later and think, and I was just going through my desk and I found a note and I thought, I have no clue what it means. Throw it away. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
At all. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's a little tip for any new authors out there. Definitely keep something. If you can't see, maybe have your cell phone within reach so you can grab it and make those notes in your cell phone. Now, when you go out in public, you know, you do shows and I see you at shows periodically. And I'm always excited when I see that you're going to be in my area, which you aren't often. I mean, you're all over the country at shows. What as an author, what does being out in public at a show do for you?
Well, the first thing is I can engage with readers and I love that. You know, there'll be readers that have met me, that know me, or, you know, that have read my books and love it. And I love meeting them. I just love it when someone's read a book and they really have enjoyed it. But also I like meeting people just in general. I'm just a people friendly person. So when they come up to my table, you know, I'll talk to them. I'll see what they like to read. And if they like to read about, you know, paranormal romance or even contemporary, since I write both genres, you know, I'll just introduce them to my books and then maybe gain a new reader, you know, at least gain someone's interest. At least they'll know me. So that's a good thing. Always getting known. And I'm trying to meet like different kind of populations now. So my last year, I went to Tampa Bay Comic Con. That was my first Comic Con. I was really excited about that. I'd never been to a Comic Con, but I heard that, you know, my books might fit, at least the paranormal. And I was really surprised. I felt very, very comfortable being among like the cosplay players and I love that atmosphere. It was just awesome. And so I'm hoping to go to it again this year. And actually coming up on the 20th is Central Florida Comic Con in Lakeland. So I will be there. That's my first book con. And I'm excited about that. It's my first time there. So I'll meet different readers. That's what I want to do is I want to like go out and just meet different readers who may not go to the book conventions, but may be interested in what I have, you know, and what I have to write, what I have to say.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that because Lakeland is, I don't know, I think it's within driving distance of me. I know there's probably Comic-Cons in the area. I just You know, I don't go out looking for it, but I am going to Gen Con in August. My daughter and I, that's our girls' trip is going to be Gen Con. And I'm really excited about, we're trying to figure out characters to dress as.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. So I may have to go and just, so the one in Lakeland, you will have all of your books and, you also have something else cool. You have coloring books.
I do. I have four of them now.
Because the last show we were at, I saw people were very excited about getting your coloring books. What are in your coloring books?
Well, I have four of them. One of them is A Magic World of Other Beings. And that one specifically is based on my paranormal creatures, like the ones that I have. Like I have a shark shifter in one of my book shifter shorts, and gargoyles and vampires and things like that. So they're all coloring books. So that one literally has those beings. And then I have one that's angels. My latest one is called Words, and it's inspirational words. It's just literally just words to, you know, just sometimes just reading a word can just give you inspiration or make you feel a certain way. Those are the kind of words that I have in that book, you know, and then you can color them. And then also my last one, because I have a kitten fan group, so I wanted to kind of dedicate something to my kittens. So this one is based on cats. It's Majestic Cats. So yes. It's all kinds of cats that you can color. And those are the four that I will be having at the Comic-Con. I will bring my paranormal romance. I don't normally bring my contemporary because there's not a lot of, requests for that at Comic-Cons I see. So I'll bring my paranormal. I will also bring cosplay ears. I have ears that I wear to Comic-Con. So you can purchase those. I think I might bring my handmade jewelry too. So some of those will be there too.
That's a great idea. You know, I like when I go by a table and an author has cool bookmarks and, I don't know, t-shirts and things like that. Do you have any other merchandise?
I do have like bookmarks. Those are usually like, if you buy a book, you might get a bookmark, you know, you'll get like a swag bag. So anytime you buy a book, you're going to get a swag bag from me. So it'll have all kinds of different things, plus stickers. So there are like stickers in there. I know a lot of people love the stickers. I don't have t-shirts yet, but I do have a website that people can go to. It's through Teespring, I think it's called. So, and you can go there and just, you know, purchase merchandise off of there that actually has my logo on it.
Do you have a way for people, if they can't get to a book signing where you're going to be, can they get an autographed copy from you?
Yes. I do have an actual link. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I do have a link where they can purchase paperback books for me. And also my Shopify store will be opening soon, and that's called coffeecatbooks.com. So when you go there, you can purchase a paperback and I'll sign it and send it to them.
Okay. We'll put this in the show notes. And if her shop is not open yet, we'll have her website so you can join her newsletter and you can find out when you can get autographed copies. Tell everybody one more time about this lovely book, The Unwanteds.
The Unwanteds is your rejected shapeshifters that have been shunned by the shapeshifter community and are pretty much just like laughed at. They're, you know, the shapeshifter community doesn't really, they disregard them because they don't consider them really significant shapeshifters. So that's stories of some of the shapeshifters that are considered unwanted. And they have been rejected throughout society.
And we've got at least one woman shifter there, but we're not going to talk about who it is because you need to be surprised.
She's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Yeah, it's the surprise. Yeah. So yeah, everything we talked about today will be down in the show notes. Please check her out. Seriously, you will not be sorry. If you are an angel or a shifter romance reader, you definitely need to check her out. And if you're near where she's going to be, you have a list of your shows you'll be attending on your website?
Not yet, but the one in Lakeland is my first one for the year on the 20th and the 21st, actually, Saturday and Sunday. And my next one is Tropicon in St. Augustine, Florida, and that's next month. And so, like, if you go on Facebook, you can just put Tropicon and then you'll see, you know, where it's located. You'll see all the authors that are there. It's a multi-day event, so there'll be a lot of different things to do there also.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And like I said, here's the book, The Unwanteds. And there's also this other lovely series about angels. And yeah, you just have to be looking at them on video here. I mean, look at these guys. Yeah.
Centurion is part of a series, but it is a standalone. So everyone in the Guardian League Angel series is a standalone book. So you don't have to start with Jasper, which is the first book. And Centurion is my bad boy coffee drinker. He loves strong and hot things. So he's a favorite of mine.
Yeah, I think that's why I picked that one up. Yeah, I do like that you don't have to read in any order, so you can dive in and, you know, get into it. So all right. Well, thanks again so much for coming on. And everything will be in the show notes, everybody. Please go check her out.
Okay. Bye.
You'll find everything we discussed down in the show notes. Thanks to Laura Lynn Hardy for writing the theme for Books Cubed. That's her on the vibraphone and Billy Tyke Miller on the drums. It was recorded at Mill Kids Recording in Huntsville, Alabama. And that's it for now. Until next time, go read a good book.